Find a comfortable seat. Take a deep breath. Take another deep breath. Wiggle out your mood, wiggle out the previous hour. Drop into your seat, plant your feet on the ground. Left foot, right foot, tap with me. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Hands, tapping hands on your legs. Drop your shoulders, rotate your neck, relax your jaw, and just find a seat, a steady, still seat for just a few rounds of breathing. It's normal and natural for your mind to wander, for you to have thoughts, to have emotion, the movement of your thoughts, the movement of your intellect. Keep breathing. Find a touch point. Maybe yours is your breath. Maybe it's your body, your butt, your seat, your feet on the floor. Maybe it's the sound of my voice. Maybe it's the sound of my breathing. Let that touch point invite you back. Begin again each time you find yourself somewhere else. And encourage yourself to focus, to practice, to discipline, to be alert, to be awake. This is not a time to sleep, to take a break. It's a time to practice. And today we're going to do a meditation on a few sentences about the life of a garden. These are beautiful words written by a woman, a poet, beautiful prose. She curates literary ideas online. Her name is Maria Popova. I'll read a few phrases and then we'll sit. And I'll read a few phrases and we'll sit. The life of a garden is a vivid reminder that anything of beauty and radiance takes time. Remember, anything of beauty and radiance takes time, takes care, takes devotion. Time. care. Devotion. Beauty and radiance takes time, takes care, and devotion to seed and sprout and bloom. It takes time, care, and devotion to seed and sprout and bloom. Bring to your mind and your heart those parts of your life that are seeding right now. Maybe even you're planting new seeds. Seeds that have been recommended, referred to you. Seeds you have dreamt of. Bring those to your heart and mind. Where in your life right now are things sprouting? Relationships, projects. Bring to mind and heart those parts of your life that are sprouting. And lastly, bring to mind those parts of your life that are currently in bloom. They're blooming. Bring to your heart those parts of your life that are blooming. Remember, gentle, I give you permission to take your time and with your care and your devotion, take your time to seed, to sprout, to bloom, no matter where you are right now. Honor it, lean into it. You're in the perfect place for your life, for your project, for that relationship, for that area. the life of a garden is a vivid reminder that anything of beauty and radiance takes time, takes care, takes devotion to seed and sprout and bloom. Gardens have long been living cathedrals for the creative spirit. Gardens have long been living cathedrals for the creative spirit, for the spirit that desires to build, to imagine, to dream, to script, to construct, to create. Now, in your mind's eye, imagine a garden, a beautiful, lush, secret, sacred, peaceful garden. And you come to the entrance of this garden and you notice the trees, the plants. Maybe there's a fence, maybe there's a gate, and maybe there's a special person or animal that welcomes you into this beautiful, sacred place. And please make sure there's vast vistas and landscape that soothes your mind in this moment. And of course, make sure there's water, creeks, rivers, waterfalls. And take a few minutes and just stroll through this beautiful place. Sit down next to the creek. Sit close to the waterfall. Immerse yourself in the water if you desire. But please, with kindness, with joy, with curiosity, explore this beautiful garden, this cathedral for you, you, that creative spirit. It's normal and natural to be somewhere else. Just bring yourself back to this beautiful place. In fact, sit down close to beautiful flowers. Begin again. Take a breath or two. And as you examine and notice these beautiful flowers, suddenly you notice a flower, the flowers emerging. Flowers emerge not as pretty objects to be admired, but as ravishing systems of aliveness. as you admire, as you smell, as you see, as you take them in, and yes, even see them as beautiful objects, know that there's something deeper, wider. They are ravishing systems of aliveness, just like you. And in that, know that they are a kind of silent symphony, flowers emerging. They are kind of a silent symphony of interconnected resilience. Now I'd like you to reach down and to find one that you're going to pick. And you're going to pick this as an offering for yourself to bring back with you. So when you find that perfect flower, I want you to pick it. I want you to smell it. I want you to examine its beauty, its color, its curves and shapes. And now I want you to hold it close to your heart center. And in that, I want you to recognize and find within your own center, within your body, interconnected resilience. Interconnected resilience. And when you find it, just trust where it lives around you, within you, about you. And as soon as you locate that area, allow for this flower to suddenly vanish and magically move into that area where your interconnected resilience lives. And as it meets that place, take your hand or both hands and place them near that part of your body where the interconnected resilience resides. Within you lives a silent symphony of interconnected resilience. And that part of me that lives within me, the silent symphony of interconnected resilience, bows gently in this moment to that part of you within you that also is that silent symphony of interconnected resilience, sending you love, sending you peace, sending you joy. And suddenly, the flower emerges, not as this pretty object to be admired, but as this ravishing system of aliveness, a kind of silent symphony of interconnected resilience. Now bringing your attention back to the space that you're in, coming back into your body, wiggling, moving, feeling at home. And when you're ready, emerge like a flower, a music of interconnected resilience. And off you go, knowing that I carry you in my heart. Be well.